We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint,
batteries,
tools,
toilet paper,
extension cords, grocery items,
hardware for my cabinets,
snack items, crackers, and some canned good stuff,
shop vac supplies,
toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the season finale of Homemaker Chic Podcast. And this is, I think, our first international episode.
It is.
Quite amazing considering how much you and I are toggling back and forth.
Shay's in Italy.
I'm in Italy.
Hi from Italy.
That's right.
For two more days.
Yeah, we've been here. We've been here for the last month, and we tried our best to get our Homemaker Chic done so we wouldn't have to worry about international internet. But so far, so good. So hopefully we can get through. I'm in the one spot of the house that gets pretty good internet, but it took me two solid days to get my YouTube video uploaded. So I'm don't really have
when you upload and it says 9 hours to go, you're like, and then it's like air.
And then it's like nine and a half hours to go. And you're like,
It just gets worse.
I feel like it was supposed to go the other way.
Like, I remember Joel and Aiden would drive 40 minutes away and sit in the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, I remember this, to load your YouTube videos.
It was horrible. And then when you get home, you're going to have to recoup and come out of being a zombie, and I'm going to be walking out the door. So we're going to have to try to find a way to connect really quick over the weekend, because then I leave on Monday. So a week from today.
Yeah. I'll just come out and say, Homemaker, is where we are in Italy has been an absolute dream for a homemaker. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let me tell you. The I know I'm only first off, let me I do recognize I'm only able to say this because I'm coming to Italy with an American salary. Okay.
True. That's so true.
I mean, it is. It's different if I was making your standard European. We've looked up what are the people in this area normally make per year. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. The American wage that where we live, the average American wage is a lot higher. However, grocery prices aside, which is what I was going to talk about, grocery prices aside, way more than that, it's this availability. And it just kind of dawned on me, we're talking to homemakers here on this podcast every week, and sometimes it feels like you're bashing your head against a wall. And then, I go to the market here and I can find locally made sourdough breads with Umbrian grains for €2 to €3.
There are a loaf of sourdough at the sourdough place about half a mile down the road is $12.
Yeah. Same.
So on a day where I'm not on my, I can't do that.
No.
And it's
no.
Yeah.
And that's just the thing. There's a lot here to unpack, but for example, there's a vegetable vendor that comes into town twice a week. And then we have markets on Saturdays. So you go to the market, you buy your veg, but then people just buy small amounts. They have small bags, they have small homes, they have smaller refrigerators. Mm-hmm. So they need to replenish throughout the week. So the veggie guy comes, okay? The veggie guy has what's in season, primarily. They import a few things like mangoes, but they're $6 a mango. So nobody buys them. Everybody buys, the radicchio and the carrots and these sorts of things. And so the vegetables that are available are in season. And because they're in season, they're less expensive for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's why they buy them. Okay. No Italians on a mango diet. It just doesn't happen. Anyway, it's just
no mango margaritas for you.
No, there's no, I asked my driver, Johnny, he's been so great. He's been with us all month. And I asked him, Johnny, have you ever eaten a taco? And he was like, taco? No. And I was like, Johnny, when I come back, I'm going to bring corn tortillas.
She moves to Italy and sets up a food truck in the square.
Everybody needs
street
tacos.
Street tacos.
My kids keep begging me to make Mexican food. I'm like, you guys, like they do
when
not
in Rome.
Sell. They do not sell cilantro. They do not sell corn tortillas. Like,
it's illegal to grow a habanero in France.
Why?
I think it's a Monsanto thing. My French tutor told me you cannot get habanero in France. You can't even get the seeds.
I bet it's because peppers cross and that they have, France grows that beautiful, I'm going to butcher it. That, you know what I'm trying to say? That l'espalier?
Yeah.
Shoot.
It's okay. I know it's peppers that, cross, but you got to be able to grow
a very famous
pepper.
French pepper. Anyway, who knows? The EU has some really intense regulations, but all that's to say, sometimes you feel like you're banging your head against a wall.
Oh, ESP, yes, Espelette.
Espelette, gotcha. Thank you. I was getting there. and you realize it's because actually the way that life is set up for a lot of us in modern living is actually really hard. It's covered, like chocolate covered, with conveniences and wonderful things. Way. And it is. It's convenient and wonderful in a lot of ways. But here would be an example. You know, we live 25 minutes from basically everything.
Okay.
Our church building moved, so now we're 45 minutes away from church, which means we're 45 minutes away from like midweek meetings and prayer groups or these kinds of things, mm-hmm. right? That means we have to have a car, a big car, a reliable car. We're impacted by things like gas prices because mm-hmm. our whole world revolves around driving everywhere, you know, yeah. and we spend hours and hours of our week driving. Now we can go anywhere. Like there's a massive freedom that comes with that. But the downside of it is all those other things I just mentioned. So it just kind of made it is like having been here and just kind of lived normal life here. It's got me sort of thinking about what are those things that are in our home that are masked as benefits to us as homemakers, but are actually causing us a lot of excess stress.
I read a Substack over the weekend that was arresting.
Okay.
And so it's somebody writing as Dostoevsky. Okay. That's what it's called. Okay. Dostoevsky. And what's his name? Fodor. I don't know how to say it. F-O-Y-D-O-R. Fodor Dostoevsky. Anyways,
I might have read this.
It was about cell phone usage.
Yes. I did read this.
It was like a 7-point essay.
Yep.
I just sat there like, mm-hmm. dumbstruck. It was so well written, and to your point of, or to your question of what do we have at our fingertips that is posing as a convenience, you know,
it's posing.
It's really incredible. And not to just paint with a broad brush, like, oh, this cell phone is evil, Instagram is evil, checking the news is evil, but just we are so desensitized as to everything that's happened to us since we got a hold of one of those things.
Yeah.
It freaks me out. It's like, what would I be without a cell phone?
Yeah.
You know, there's this trend of teenagers, not enough, unfortunately, but going to flip phones.
Mm-hmm.
There's like clubs in schools where they're specifically just going to flip phones, which
I think that's fantastic.
Really cool. It's like the, that idea with younger people about dressing nice is the rebellion.
Yeah.
You know, eating well is the rebellion. The flip phone is the rebellion.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I love that.
Not the same as when we were teenagers.
Not the same.
I'll tell you that. Not
the
same.
No red Solo cups for them.
That's right. Right? That's right. The house that we're staying in has a teeny tiny kitchen. And you first walk in and it's shocking. Okay. But
is it like burners or a hot plate? Like
it actually burners. There's okay. burners. There's about, and then burners, and then about 2 square feet of counter space and a sink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very standard, you know, European kitchen. But it just made me think of all those like home tourie types of shows with the big island and the granite and the, you know, eight chairs that come up to the island and the storage. I'm sure you've seen, because it made the news everywhere, about those, like, what are they called? Ugly kitchens. We used to call them like butler's pantries, but now they're called like the ugly kitchen, where you like prep and you do all this food
Sorry, my
in the
kids just threw a
kitchen.
snowball at the window.
Oh.
It startled me. I was like, I thought like an eagle hit the window or something. Sorry.
Okay, so, oh, really? So the rest is just show kitchen?
So when you
So
have
it is
people
a butler's
over,
kitchen, literally. Like,
yes.
and you're, oh
So,
my
but here's what
goodness.
I love about it. So I think
Okay.
it was Country Living. I can't quite remember. It was a few weeks ago I saw this. They did an article and like, here's why you need a butler's kitchen. And this can be where all your ugly packaging lives and yabba yabba yabba. People, like, they destroyed them in the comments. They were like, enough.
Enough.
We
I'm
have had
so over
enough.
the repackaging. I mean, not to sound self-righteous, but the consumerism behind the repackaging stuff. Can we please just get over ourselves and handle an ugly package from the store? Please. I don't
Well,
have that kind of time. You wonder why you're stressed out? Because you're worried what your spaghetti package looks like.
yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, the kitchen here is so small, little cupboards. I have to go to the store like every day or every other day. I just walk up with my basket and walk back. But let me tell you something. I have had more peace in this kitchen than I have had in a long time. And do you know why? Because it's teeny tiny and I can clean it up in about 5 minutes. Because even if you need to scrub your kitchen floor, you're talking about 6 square feet. You need to clean out your cupboards and it's like two IKEA, you know, little pantries. I mean, it's so small. And I just thought, in some sense, we're actually m making homemaking really, really hard by making it too big. I have so many thoughts about this that I really want to like m let marinate before I write about them. But I've been thinking about this podcast so much since I've been here. Like, what are we doing that's actually making things really more difficult? We already have a very difficult job. We have a very good job. But I think it's a good thing to check. I don't think we can say this thing's good, this thing's bad. I think it's a self-reflective thing of like, am I making things maybe unnecessarily hard?
Yeah. That's a lot. That's a whole season, Shay Shay.
Okay, sorry.
No,
Sorry.
it's good. No, it's good because we always end up sort of teasing our thoughts, what we're chewing on for the next season and this season. And if you've just been there and I'm going for half a month and like it's the food situation is similar, just walk out your door and things are accessible and small and but like how much is self-inflicted?
How much is self? Okay, I'm just thinking, I love Costco. Okay. It's the best, like some of the best food that we can buy where we live because the
Yeah,
grocery
me
stores are
too.
awful. So I'm really thankful that I can go to Costco and buy certain products that are nice, high quality. Okay. But it's expensive. It's expensive because you go and you buy, you know, whatever, a month's worth of food, right? And then you come home and you have big packages of big things that you do have to find a place for, which means you need big places to store them. And then you have leftover cardboard boxes. So then you need like re big recycling things to carry out the
Think
recycling.
about the
And then you.
cubic footage of a 12-pack of paper towel.
That's what
Imagine a 12-pack of paper towel in your little Italian
that's exactly what I'm
flat.
saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. And then you have to have a big menu plan to use up all that food before it goes bad.
Goes rotten.
Right. And you lose track of what you have because it's in your pantry and stuff gets shoved and you're trying to be well stocked and you're trying to do your cooking from scratch. I'm telling you what, like, it's got me thinking about what are we actually trying to do here? What are we actually trying to do? And not even just with the food, but also with our homes as homemakers. Like, before I came, I had this little small bathroom remodel. Some of it's necessary. We have a water problem. We have a water damage problem in the floor. We have to deal with it. Okay, fine.
Okay.
But like, are we really just earning, trying to earn and earn and earn and earn so that we can buy and buy and buy and buy and buy? And so we can have this, what, picture perfect bathroom remodel? And I looked at what I was trying to do and just think, is this necessary for you as a human? Does this actually like genuinely improve the quality of your life? Now, I enjoy looking at beautiful things and I think cultivating a beautiful space is very important, but that does not mean expensive. It just does not. Those are not like things that have to be true at the same time.
Right.
So yeah, I guess maybe we are teeing up a season here because it's just got me thinking about what I want, what I think is important for me as a homemaker.
Okay, so I have lots of thoughts about that, and I go sort of round and round in my head because I have a big house. It was cheap. I had a big family. You know, it wasn't an expensive house by any means.
Not definitely not by like standard median price. You know, in the USA,
not
no
even
way.
7 years ago, no way. But it's big.
Yep.
And it's overwhelming. And I love it. I love a big house. I like the idea of a big house. But I don't have staff. And I, for me, when I think about, you know, I've had that experience. I think you and I talked about this on the phone a couple weeks ago about like, I remember staying at a cottage up here once on vacation. And Aiden was just little and we brought one basket of Thomas trains. And to be fair, like my kids never really did have a lot of toys. That was his main source of toyage, right? But we bought one basket of Thomas trains. There were four plates. There was a tea kettle. There was a nasty skillet, you know, and I thought, golly, this is easy, you know, and so how do I reconcile, you know, I'm always thinking in my mind, how do I reconcile that desire of ease with also the desire I have to have an ancestral home, a home that I can pass on, a home that God willing, oh my gosh, God willing is full of grandkids someday, you know, a nice big space.
Yeah. I don't think big is bad. I don't think it's bad. I think it's more what the expectation is that you have of that space.
And having lots of kids is a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't two kids. It isn't one. It isn't none. Like my mom's house is so easy to keep clean. You know,
that's right.
I do want to be mindful too of that, like homemakers, like there isn't an easy out.
No.
There's always going to be work and lots of it. But to what you're saying, how much, I mean, I think it would be well to reflect on how much is self-inflicted.
Okay, I want to dig into this a little bit more. But speaking of a clean house, whether you have a big one or a little one.
I thought you were going to segue to Dry Farm, our sponsor. I'm like, have a glass of wine while you're cleaning that big house.
Clean your house with Branch Basics.
Clean it.
You can visit branchbasics.com and use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC for 15% off. And, you know, look, we really do select our sponsors of this podcast very carefully because it's not about buying everything. It's about buying the right things, the things that will actually serve you, the things that will actually save you money, the things that will actually benefit your home, benefit your health. And Branch Basics is one of those things because you buy their cleaning concentrate bottle. You dilute it down into the spray bottles that come with their kit. So you've got one for glass, for kitchen, for bathrooms, for all purpose. You use a little bit of the concentrate each time, like minuscule amounts. This stuff stretches forever. So you can buy that cleaner concentrate, make use of it in your home, and it cleans so well, free of fragrances, hormone disruptors, preservatives, scents. It's just a solid, good cleaner, and you can get 15% off using the code HOMEMAKERCHIC by visiting branchbasics.com.
Awesome. Well, do you mind if I just say thank you for another great season with American Blossom, the brand that brings you the softest, most luxurious vintage-style bedding straight to your home? So while we're on this like self-infliction topic, the idea with Branch Basics is, or not Branch, pardon me, American Blossom is that you're investing once in heirloom quality sheets. So I'd love for you to visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com. They're offering you 20% off with the code SING20, because that's what we were doing this season, is making our home sing. So check them out, read their reviews. I promise, if you've been listening to the show for a long time and you still haven't done it, grab some linens. Use that code SING20 from AmericanBlossomLinens.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I guess this episode, this season has been about making it sing and like being here, being able to step away from our daily normal life. I mean, look, we're still schooling. We're still working. We're still cooking meals from scratch. We're still grocery shopping. We're still scrubbing toilets, y'all. We're doing all like those normal things. But we are able to have a little bit more space to do that in. And, you know, I was telling Angela right before we started recording, we've been going to church here. And the universality of the church is so incredible, because we do go to a liturgical church. And that's why we actually ended up in this village that we're in, because of the church that we could go to while we were here. So when we're saying the Apostles' Creed, we're doing it in Italian. We're singing the doxology. We're doing it in Italian. Like, and I think seeing the way that the church is universal, it's just got me thinking of like, what are the things that actually make your soul sing? And that's, I kind of think, kind of the point. Like, big house, small house, fancy, cozy, whatever. That's not the point. The point is like, I'll tell you what doesn't make my soul sing. And that is slaving over work and worrying about the amount of dollars in the bank account and like trying to find some sort of security in that, or saving up just to do this expensive thing. You know, like our car is very old. The idea of buying a new car is like, I just can't believe how much money they cost. And so I just keep fixing mine because
mine is going to get a sanding block and a can of spray paint this year, man. I'm telling you what, I'm going to buff out some of that rust and figure it out. Cause I just can't imagine.
It's just so expensive. And look, cars might make your soul sing. Like that is totally fine. I don't care. They don't do anything for me. They do a lot for other people. That's what I mean. It's like, I would rather have less on the calendar and feel less stress than I would have more money in the bank. Like that to me is what makes my soul sing. Having experiences, having friends, being able to spend time with people, having a tidy, well-kept home. Like these are things that really make my soul feel alive as a homemaker, you know? Mm-hmm. But like that's what I need to go for, I think. I don't know. I'm still processing.
Yeah, right. Lots of processing.
I can hear people. She sounds a little schizophrenic today. Well, maybe.
That'll do that.
Okay. And let me ask you this. Again, going back to this kitchen here. Okay. We have one pot. It's like this big. I can cram a whole chicken into it. I've been making broth while we've been here, roasting chickens, all this kind of stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when I'm at home, I've got a pot this big. Super hard to clean. I can make like 4 gallons of chicken stock and like, you know, poach 3 chickens in this thing. It's massive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then everything is massive, right?
Yeah.
I got a lot of broth to work through. Sometimes it goes bad. Sometimes I don't get through it in time. I have a lot of chicken to cook through, which is great. And then I got this big pot to, like, everything is just bigger. And bigger reward, bigger cost, bigger cleanup for sure. Where do you think that trade-off is with the homemaker, maybe specifically in the kitchen, but maybe other places as well? You know, I understand the argument for like, hey, I'm dirtying up the dishes. I'm making a loaf of banana bread. I'll just make 6.
Yeah.
But then it becomes like this stressor almost. It becomes a little bit more of a chore than just like throwing together a nice little pound cake and being like, isn't this just one little lovely pound cake? And it was easy and it was small and the dishes were small.
and the bake time was small. Have you ever thought about that? Is there like a point of diminishing return?
I don't know. I mean, everything. It's so much. I don't know if I told this story. This isn't quite exactly what you're saying, but I remember I was at Costco a few months ago and I needed parchment paper. And they got that monster box and it's like, 40,000 square feet of parchment paper. And it's toxic. It's not even really the kind I prefer to use for my family, but I needed some really bad. And it's a lot.
It doesn't fit into my drawer.
I just thought, I'll be darned if I'm going to spend $25 of my grocery budget on parchment paper. I'm going to go in for the food club $1.79 mm-hmm. when I get back home. It's just, I think some of it. Okay, you and I, and probably a portion of our audience in particular, we're many years into this journey. So we started having babies, we started homesteading, we learned to put up food, we learned sourdough, and like we were in the zone, and at that moment in time, six loaves of banana bread made a lot of sense and we had the energy for it and we were here for it. But I think it's probably would really behoove us to just not be so dogmatic with the way things have to be in our home. And like, not like, this is the way I do things. How mm-hmm. about what's the temperature of this week?
Mm-hmm.
What's the pulse of my day? Is my day a single pound cake kind of day and have a slice with tea at 4? Or is my day like, hey, the kids are out playing in the mud and there's some good jazz on. I think I'm going to make 6 and put them in the freezer for this winter. I think maybe just looking more at the individual day, at the mm-hmm. cycle week, at the, just mm-hmm. where are you? Where are you at any given moment? And what is good for you at that moment? It doesn't always have to be 3 poached chickens.
Yeah.
It could just be stock for today, you know? And I think if, I would imagine there's a lot of undue pressure by painting with a really big broad brush.
I think that's a really good point. And I think that's probably why I've been feeling that way is because the way our life is now until summer break,
mm-hmm.
there's not big chunks of time anywhere. And yet I'm trying to like almost operate as if there is.
Yeah.
Like I don't have a 6 bread banana bread loaf time pocket in my week ever right now. I just don't.
Right.
And so then what happens is you're like, well, why even bother? And then there's mm-hmm. no food. And then you begin the whole self-lashing.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I was going to say is like, you've actually taken the joy out mm-hmm. of something. You wanted there to be joy in that. You saw potential for joy in that. I'm going to learn how to make banana bread. And you do. Mm-hmm. And then you get good at it. And then you find the recipe that you love. And man, you can make 6 loaves at a time. Like I did that when I was all my pregnancies, like just banana loaves in the freezer.
Okay. But so like what I did last year, my friend runs a food
pantry.
Thank you. My friend runs a food pantry. Well, sometimes she gets a little overwhelmed and she'll call us moms and be like, oh my gosh, there's 75 crates of bananas. Come and get some. Mm. So I did. And I filled half my freaking freezer mm-hmm. with half rotten bananas. That did not do me any good. All I did was overwhelm
myself. That's
what
I'm saying. That's exactly it.
That behooved freaking nothing.
That's exactly it.
I ended up having to throw them away because I'm like, this stinks. It smells like bananas every time I go in for a steak. I don't want this. Just let 2 turn rotten on the counter and I'll make a loaf. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. And and that's applicable beyond bananas.
Obviously. Everywhere.
It's everywhere. And so this thing that keeps rattling around in my brain, having been here again, guess what? Small washing machine, small dryer. Praise God, they have a washer and dryer. But
you're not like shimmying your laundry out on the
stretching it across the street.
Not this trip. Not this trip.
In France, I'm like draping mine over the railing. Like if I have to hand wash something in the sink, I'm like, oh, please dry. Don't rain this afternoon.
Yes.
You know, the hotel's probably like, would she bring her delicates in, please? No, just kidding.
But having this set up, and by the way, they both take like 3.5 hours
forever.
To run. I'm like, what
appliances are like
y'all's problem?
Scrubbing the
and
river.
You can't run it at the same time as the dishwasher. Okay. The dishwasher also, you know, these are not complaints, purely observational. The dishwasher is half the size of my dishwasher. The washing machine is half the size of my washer, and you cannot run at the same time because it will trip the breaker in the house. There is one breaker. And yes, it will trip it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that every day you have to do a little bit. There's no big, massive laundry day. It ain't happening. You literally could not make these machines do that. So what that means is I've had to actually really train myself. Dishes, they cannot get out of hand. It's like a little bit because there's only so many of them. There's only so many forks. I can't run the dishwasher when I'm doing the washing machine. Little bits, laundry, little bits, just little super little bite-sized pieces, grocery shopping, super little bite-sized pieces, working through all the food in the fridge so nothing goes to waste. I can see everything, you know, again, small bite-sized pieces. And I think for this stage, maybe I'm just speaking to myself and I don't mean to do that in any kind of like narcissistic way, but like, it's actually kind of a relief. It's actually kind of a relief. And I don't know if anybody else can kind of match that sort of phase of things, but it's having those like almost like it's almost like having like a tighter restraint.
Well, there are parameters.
There's parameters, but there's
it's
actually
not the
like,
Wild West. It's
kind of
there
comforting.
Are parameters. You have like, to function in them. Yeah.
Ultimate freedom, like you can do anything you want, is actually not freedom at all.
Right, right. Huh.
And so I don't know. It's
yeah.
I'm chewing on it. I'm chewing on it, homemakers, and I know good stuff is going to come out of it. But I am rethinking. Look, not only do I live in America, I live out west. Everything's bigger. Roads are bigger. Cars are bigger. Like there's just so much more space. Anyway, I'm enjoying the parameters. I'm enjoying them. So let me know if that, let us know over on Instagram if that kind of resonates with you at all, because I don't know, this idea, the banana thing was such a perfect example. You know what my example here was onions.
Tell me.
Onions.
You walk in your house, you're like, what's that smell? It's the 10,000 onions you decided to store over winter. Okay, that's what the smell is. There's no way around it. They smell, even if they're not going rotten.
Like,
yeah.
I grow them. I weed them, weed them, weed them, weed them, weed them, harvest them, dry them, cure them, store them, sort them. And yeah. I never just go get an onion. And look, again, super like, I'm proud of myself that I learned how to do that. I didn't grow up knowing how to do that.
Right.
That's a great skill to know how to do. But now like, it's like finding that balance of like, hey, you can do it. Let's maybe do it in a way that doesn't cause you to like want to drive off the road in February when the spiders have now made cobwebs over all your onions. And
yes,
every because, once in a while,
know,
there's
obviously
that
the
stinky, rotten,
stinky
dirty
one. Yeah. The braiding, the
them
whole
are
process
sprouting.
Is beautiful. Right.
You know, and you're like, this is actually a little bit of a curse now to manage.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
you know, okay, so in before the holiday,
can you hold that thought and we can say thank you?
I was going to ask you, should I hold that thought? Yeah.
Yeah, hold that thought. And, okay. And let's say thank you to Toops. We want you to visit Toops & Co. Again, this is not about buying more. This is about buying better. And there are products that we have to buy. Toilet paper, great example. We are going to buy and we are going to bring them into our home. And the great thing about Toops is that we're able to do that in a way that blesses our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You can visit tubesandco.com, and the coupon code for this season is it HMC10 again?
It's HMC10. HMC10, yes.
For 10% off. So I'm actually doing this today. I'm getting on Tubes so that when I get home, I have a box of their beautiful soaps and makeups waiting for me, because everything is formulated so clean. You're supporting a small family business, and you're able to use all of these products that you would have to buy anyway, but in a way that is a real blessing to your home. You know, it's not like this frivolous sort of empty buying. It's thoughtful. It's thoughtful consumership. And I think that's kind of the goal here, right?
Gotta buy deodorant. You gotta buy moisturizer. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The week before last on YouTube, I did a vanity tour. So I went through like all the makeup that I enjoy and highlighted their rose gold shimmer powder and their makeup primer. And then today's Monday. So Friday, then I'm doing a skincare tour. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to be like my nightstand talking about my favorite Tubes products. I just think what they do with like the sea buckthorn oil and they're formulated so well. It's incredible. Just without chemicals, without toxins. And I love that we can bring that to our audience, you know, season after season. Tubes is a great partner, and it's something that you and I both really enjoy. And
So if you're looking for foundations, concealers, mineral makeups, blushes, mascaras, eyeliners, and like you mentioned before, especially, I think this is so important for teenagers. If you have kids and you're teaching them how to wash their face and how to care for their bodies, the deodorant, the soaps, the sea buckthorn cleansing oil, all of these are a way that you can do that, where you can use products responsibly and buy responsibly. And you can get 10% off with visiting tubesandco.com. using the coupon code HMC10 for 10% off. Okay. And now you're going to tell us what your thought was.
Yeah. So what I was thinking about was, I'm assuming I talked about it on the show because it was such a big deal, but in the fall, late fall, we got a dumpster and just did like the every 5-year purge and got rid of so much. And with the intention of just having less, just stuff had accumulated. You know, when your kids are younger, you get hand-me-downs and people give you stuff, you know, bless them. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, this has to go. I need to be done with this. We got rid of a lot of stuff and it was very freeing. But being a homemaker is not static. And like the way I see it, especially what we're doing here on the show, you know, we take the kids, there's a local rocks and mineral store, and they love to buy the panning for gold kit, you know, and then there's the water troughs outside and you shake it in the sieve and stuff falls through and then there's stuff left. Well, when you make changes like that, you know, you're shaking and it takes a long time and you don't realize what's going to be left. And then you look at what's left and you think, oh, I could shake some more.
Yeah.
Like right now after the whole winter and now spring is coming, you know, on the nicer days, I'm doing some spring cleaning before my trip. And it's okay to keep shaking because new things are going to reveal themselves in your home, new changes that you need to make, new things you need to bring in, new things you need to dispose of, new habits or techniques, whether you need to let go of the batch baking and just tone it down for this season to one. It's important to just keep shaking.
I love that analogy. You know?
Because
I love that analogy.
It's so not the same, even from week to week. That's why I said I think it is important to look at the week. What do you have? Do you have a trip coming up? Do you have guests coming in? Is this seed starting season where you're going to be? How many extra hours a week are you going to be attending to raising and lowering lights and filling seed trays? And something has to give. There's not extra time. You know, my year is so like marked by things like that. And I'm sure other people's is, whether it's soccer practice or whatever, we have to be really mindful and pragmatic. There is not extra time. You have to keep constantly making adjustments or you're going to go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And kind of going back to what we were talking about before is do that within the parameters that are sort of set and that doesn't mean you're stagnant. It mm-hmm. means that, you know, you look at your month and you say, okay, you know, this is what our budget is. This is what our grocery budget is. Like, how do we make the most of that? How do we live, you know, the way that we want to live? How do we delight in that? And of course we reference these years all the time, but like our poor years that you and I had when our kids were really young and we had mm-hmm. such strict parameters, around what we could spend. I mean, just, mm-hmm. you know, I've told the story 1,000 times, but at a particularly low point, I passed a woman who was driving and she was drinking a coffee just in a to-go cup. And I just started weeping. And I was just like, you lucky skank. Do you have any idea how rich you are to be able to buy a to-go coffee? Just like
yeah.
from a, you know, full of frothed milk and caramel syrup, you know, and I just couldn't even fathom that at the time. But like, and I know there are people listening to this podcast who are in times like that. There are times of, mm-hmm. of less and times of plenty. And I think for the homemaker to be able to say, okay, this is what I have for today. This is the parameters that I have for today. This is the capacity I have for today. Like you were talking about, what does the week look like? And then within that, finding ways for it to be blessed, finding ways for mm-hmm. it to be beautiful, finding ways for it to be enriching to you as a person, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I'm at this point in my life where I'm looking at that and then I'm shaving off another 20%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like what? To be realistic.
Like what?
I'm just looking at it and saying, okay, even I got a new Instapot and I prefer to make food. I prefer to spend that. The school days are very big and they're very intense.
Yeah.
So I've just narrowed down my Ange gets to have real fun, you know, in the kitchen times because it's, if I try and it doesn't work well, then I'm frustrated with the kids or I start to get overwhelmed or I just think it's really give yourself, we talked about giving yourself margin.
Yeah.
And allow for accidents. And, you know, I wasted my finger a couple of weeks, four weeks ago. It's still like, you can't even bend, you know, like you just give yourself some room
mm-hmm.
for the transmission to go out, you know, just mm-hmm. give yourself some room for running late or a kid waking up sick or.
Yep. You know what I did recently?
The week of your period, just give yourself some room, you know?
Yeah. I recently went through my Instagram and just like did one of those brutal attacks because I follow this lady. She makes pasta. So I'm very inspired by her pasta, but she also only makes it for herself. So it's like one serving. So she does these ridiculous, elaborate things because they get a lot of views. Mm-hmm. Okay. But like, ain't nobody making pasta like this because you're just eating it alone. Like, that's not what I'm interested in. Okay. Maybe that really interests her and that's fine. But she did this big, long, elaborate story about this big, expensive purse she got. And mm-hmm. I just thought, I think I'm out.
It's not your bag.
my bag is a bag. The bag I've been hauling around this entire trip is a bag that I got for free when I bought a sweater at a store. So it's just like a little linen bag that I carry over my shoulder. And I'm fine with that. Again, mm-hmm. some people, you love beautiful purses. Like
I love
purses,
bags. Yeah.
Purses do nothing for me. But it was more than that. It was just this like, it's actually time to create space and create margin mm-hmm. Digitally.
Yeah.
My friend Audrey, every once in a while, she does what she calls declaring text bankruptcy, which means you mark all of those as read and you just start over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Same with email. Just if it's super important, they're going to email you again.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I do not spend time. I, you know, unfollowing. And so specifically unfollowing and purging emails, I cannot bring myself to spend that time. Yeah. I just if the person pops up and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to unfollow, then I'll unfollow.
Mm-hmm.
But
if you do your email every day, so every day you just have, I mean, we run our businesses through our emails, so we still get a lot of emails. But like, you go in there and there's 300 new ones, there's no way you're going to unsubscribe from ones that you don't want. If you go in there every day, and so every day there's 20, that's manageable. You know?
Yes.
It's kind of
and
like
I do,
that small
I
piece.
Do unsubscribe, mm-hmm. like, but I don't like have a sit down. It's not like laundry day. You know, I don't do that like batch stuff like that, because that just sounds so overwhelming. I'll just take it as it comes and do it as it frustrates me, or
as it frustrates me,
pops up.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally. But you know, food for thought, we're going to take a few weeks off at the end of this season, as we always do. Angela's going to be in Paris anyway, so
yay,
she's going to be busy. But I think it's a great time for our homemakers even to like kind of prepare their hearts for going into the next season. I don't feel like this is the time for you and I. All we can do is like, look, we just speak here. We don't outline things. We don't like, it's all what Angela and I are going through tend to just come out automatically on the podcast.
Yes.
And I don't think either of us are in this season of just like more perfection, more. Like we're not there right now. There's like this sweet, I don't know, almost like a softness that I feel about it. And I want to explore that more next season.
Mm-hmm. And we had a really good season. So if you haven't heard all of them, the last five, if you need to get caught up on the last five, we had Jennifer L. Scott helping us sing. We had a really fun conversation about household chores. We had therapist Darla come in and talk to us about communicating with our kids. Mm-hmm. We talked about aging, but not like you think. That was a fun conversation. Mm-hmm. We had Christy. So if you definitely take a look at the last five episodes if you need to get caught up, and do so, because it was a really good season. I felt like we had fabulous conversations.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do some more of that.
Sure.
Have a fantastic time in Paris, Angela.
Hello, everybody. There's a lot of people listening that are coming. I can't wait to meet you.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I'll see you when you get back, but I'm not going to see you when you get back. So I'll see you online when you get back.
See you online when I get back. It's going to be great.
We will share over on, I don't know, when are we coming back? Are we taking... We'll have
I don't think we have a date set. I can give you a ballpark.
We usually take 3 weeks off. So somewhere around there, we'll come back to you, because we want to be with you this spring. This is like, spring was made for homemakers.
For sure. It will be for sure after post Easter, because I'm not even getting back till about the 16th or 17th. And then that's Good Friday. So,
Okay.
So it'll be post Easter. And then, we apologize. We do like one fangirl call a quarter, but we're kind of coming up on the end of that quarter and we haven't gotten to it yet. So we're going to do that when I get back. We'll get caught up and hang out with you, hang out with our patrons, and do that before spring is in like total full swing. It's not here because we're just, it's just snowing like crazy. So
yeah. I haven't started a single seed yet. So I'll deal with it when I get home. I'm going to walk into an entire greenhouse full of dead citrus trees. So,
oh, well, there's a price to pay.
Yep.
Can't have it all.
Can't have it all, ladies. Okay. Have a fantastic March. We'll see you at the end of it. And thanks for making it sing with us this season.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support. Lose more weight. Make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.